Gateway News, I'm Liz Pelka. Lawmakers are expected to hear from the acting director of National Intelligence Thursday about a secret whistleblower complaint. It's related to President Donald Trump's call to Ukraine's leader this summer that touched off an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A small group of lawmakers got to read the complaint at the Capitol last night, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I found the allegations deeply disturbing. I also found them very credible.
It will surely lead to questions for Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire. Some Republicans defended the president, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
To impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
Even the president of Ukraine said he didn't feel pressure to act on the request to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his family. Volodymyr Zelensky answered reporters' questions with President Trump at his side at the United Nations.
Nobody push it. Pushed me, yes.
In other words, no pressure.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani says President Trump's explanation for why he froze aid to Ukraine earlier this year does not match the facts.
Democrats are demanding to know if the president held back the military aid in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. He's been saying that wasn't the case at all.
As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help.
And while meeting with Ukraine's president,
they have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing.
What they're actually doing is giving Ukraine far more development assistance than the U.S. European Union institutions gave Ukraine $425 million from 2016 to 2017. That's more than double the U.S. contribution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. World leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly in New York are likely